Now, I wonder, did anybody sneak out of the house today, maybe forgetting to have their breakfast? There's one person. Anybody feeling a bit peckish, a bit hungry? Yes? Who here likes a good picnic? Does anyone like a good picnic? Yes? Anybody out there like a good picnic? You know what? Whenever Diane and I first got married, I discovered that her parents were champion professional picnickers. I couldn't believe it. We would go out for these little car journeys, right? And they would say, oh, we're just going to pack a little lunch. And we would get out there together, you know, and lovely seaside view, and we would get out to the picnic table, right? And what would happen next? I would sit down thinking, oh, it's a lovely view. I wonder what we'll have. And suddenly the boot of the car would open up. And out of the boot of the car, it was like a clown car. Out of the boot of the car came a table, and then came chairs, like enough for everybody. And then out came a big picnic basket, and in the picnic basket came out tea and flasks and coffee and food enough for, like, you could have fed the 5,000. Well, not quite, but you know, it was unbelievable. They were professional picnickers. Well, you know what, boys and girls, you know what I've decided to do this morning? I thought we'd have a wee picnic because I'm feeling a bit peckish myself. And so, you know what, I brought along some food here. Let me see. What have we got here? Oh, hold on a minute. I'm not sure. It's not quite as good as my in-laws. I've got some water at least. But that's not going to go very far. Sure it won't. No. Okay, right. Well, let's put that aside. Let me see here. Got some bread. I don't know about that. That doesn't look very appetizing. How about some cheese puffs? Who would like some cheese puffs? Right, okay. Stephen, can you pass out some cheese puffs to everybody? Pass those around, okay. Let me see. Here's some more cheese puffs. You guys have some cheese puffs as well, right? Now, the thing about it, though, is you have to share, right? So take one and share. Take and pass it around. You got to share, okay. There you go. Take one and share, right? It's okay. There you go. Oh, you got two. Good job. All right. Go ahead. Yeah, you want a cheese puff? There you go. All right. This is really appetizing, isn't it? Cheese puffs. This is a well-balanced, healthy snack there. There you go. Because there's cheese in there, isn't there? So it's got to be good for you. You don't want any? Any boys? There you go. You have some. There you go. All right, you get some, great. Go ahead and grab some, there you go. Okay, Diane, what do you think? No, okay, well, no, you're okay? Right, okay, you guys share the rest. Now, it's getting past, that's good. But the problem is, all right, boys, listen up, shh. The problem is there's not enough cheese puffs to go around. Because surely the people in the back want some cheese puffs, but there's not enough. Right, okay, let me see what else is in my bag. Because there's only a little bit of water, but you know what? I've brought some cola. I brought some cola bottles. Right, okay, let me see what else is in here. So I've got my bread, and what's in here? Oh. Fish! I've got some fish! You like fish? Okay. Well, here's the thing. There may not be enough of the cheesy cheese puffs to go around to everybody, but listen up. If you listen closely, if you listen up and you're nice and quiet, there should be enough fish for everybody to get one on the way out, okay? So everyone listen up nice and loud, and we're going to learn a little bit about sharing today, because you know what? Even though I don't have enough cheese puffs to go around, and even though there might be just enough fish to go around, I think the Bible has something to tell us about sharing the things that we have in order to bless others. And I'm going to read something here from Matthew chapter 14, because it's about another picnic that happens in the Bible. In Matthew chapter 14, and then I'm going to ask you some questions, so you need to listen up really well, okay? And this story happens in the Bible. Jesus has just been told some sad news. One of his friends has died. And so he's gone away in order to get some peace. He wants to be able to be by himself, and he wants to be able to pray and spend some time with his heavenly Father. But you know what happens? Soon the crowds catch up to him because they want to see him. They want to talk to him. They want to find out what he's doing, and they want to be with him. So he doesn't get a whole lot of peace. And it says here that when Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. And hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed those who were ill. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place." That means it's like a wilderness place. "This is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so that they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." "We have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered. "Bring them here to me," he said. And he told the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples. The disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, it's an amazing story about all of these people come out to see Jesus. And the problem was they were all hungry. They'd come out to the wilderness. They'd come to listen to Jesus, to what he had to teach them. They'd come out to see Jesus perform miracles, to heal people, because there was people who were sick, and they were hurting, and they were lonely, and they were depressed, and they needed help, and they came to Jesus to find help that day. And it was a long day. So long. Got to the end of the evening, it was getting dark, and the people were hungry. Do you ever wonder where the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fish came from? Reuben, a little boy's lunchbox, that's right, because it doesn't tell us there in that passage, but in John's gospel, it tells us there was a little boy there that day, and he had a lunchbox. In it were 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Now, what do you think that little boy was planning to do with his food that day? Anybody guess? What do you think? What do you think he was going to do before he was going to give it to Jesus? He was going to eat it for his lunch, wasn't he? Because he planned ahead. He brought a picnic. He was a champion picnicker. And he knew it was going to be a long day, and he was going to need some food, didn't he? Well, the little boy, he'd gone out that day to see Jesus. He brought a snack so that he wouldn't get too hungry before he got home that day. But the problem was, when he looked around him and he saw all those hungry people and he saw Jesus, he realized, would that be enough food for everybody that day, do you think? What do you think? No! Just like my cheese puffs, it wouldn't go all the way to the back of the church. That wouldn't be enough food for everybody. What could possibly be done with so little food? Well, what do you think? The boy decides, what did he decide to do with his food whenever Jesus was looking? What do you think? What did he do? He shared. He decided to give his food to Jesus, to let Jesus use it in order to bless and feed the people. Now, I still have my fish here, boys and girls, and you're listening really, really well. Keep listening really well, because at the end, everybody will be able to get a fish. Everybody will be able to get something. Now, if I ate all of my fizzy fish, do you think that would be good for me? No. Has anyone tried to eat a whole bag of fizzy fish at once? Oh my goodness. Was your tummy a little bit upset afterwards? Yes. It's not very pleasant, sure it's not. Yes, you can share it with other people. It's far better to share your sweets with others because, number one, you won't end up with a dodgy tummy. But number two, everybody else will be blessed. Everybody else will be able to enjoy the sweets and have fun with you as well. You know, over this last week and then this month, we're thinking about what does it look like to live for God in Kids Church when you go out to Kids Church on Sunday mornings. And last week, we were thinking about the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. And that day, whenever that little boy decided to share his lunch with Jesus, he was beginning to show us what it looks like to live for God. Even though he was small, he did something really big. He showed kindness by giving his lunch to Jesus and sharing it with others. He showed goodness. He was being really good in order to help others. He showed self-control because he could have looked at his lunch and said, I'm really hungry. I think I'll eat this all for myself. He might have thought to himself, you know what? I'm kind of hungry. If I give this food to Jesus, maybe there won't be anything left for me. But actually, he decided to take a step of faith. He decided to trust that if he gave what little he had to Jesus, that Jesus would do something much bigger and something much better with the little that he had in order to bless others. And you know, boys and girls, moms and dads, you know, sometimes we read these passages in the Bible. We read about the big heroes of the faith. We read and we think to ourselves, I could never do that. I could never be like that. They're amazing. They did this amazing thing for God, and I just feel so small. I just feel so insignificant. I just feel like the little that I have wouldn't be able to do very much. But you know what? If you ever have felt that you're too little to make a difference, or that the little that you have is too little to make a difference for God, I wonder, and there's a slide here, if you ever think you're too small to make a difference, try spending a night in a closed room with a mosquito. That's an African proverb. Anybody spent a night in a closed room with a mosquito before? I have. And you know all about it. Even a small mosquito can make a big dent in your skin, can it? Or even smaller than a mosquito. Boys, here's one for you. The next slide here. You know what that is? I discovered again what that is this summer. That is a chigger. A chigger is a little red bug that likes to nibble on your skin. And when it does that, it is so itchy. It leaves a big welt wherever it bites you. That tiny wee thing there left a big welt on me this summer that was very itchy and very uncomfortable indeed. Even though it's so tiny, it actually was able to do a whole lot on me. And the thing is, if we were ever to think that just because we're small or just because what little we have seems like too little, that we couldn't make a difference for God or that we couldn't use those things in order to bless others, well, Jesus shows us through this little boy that we're badly mistaken. See, among other things, this story shows us that God calls normal people, both children and adults, to do what they can in order to show others the love of Jesus by simply offering themselves, by simply offering what little we have to God and inviting him to use our gifts that we have to bless others. The thing is, just like that little boy, he got close to Jesus. He was watching Jesus to see what he was doing. He was listening to Jesus to see what Jesus is saying. And when we get close to Jesus, we begin to hear his voice too. We begin to get excited about the things that he's excited about. We begin to believe that he really can do something special, something big, with even the little that we have. Sometimes when we come to Jesus, his disciples, do you remember what they thought? We sometimes come to Jesus and we want to help and we come up with some crazy ideas. Remember what his disciples said? Oh, send them away, Jesus, send them away. Tell them to go home. They'll get food at home. Jesus says, no, 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 that's a crazy idea. I've got a better idea. And sometimes God takes our crazy ideas and he turns them into better ideas so that more people can be blessed and more people can discover about the love of Jesus Christ. And the amazing thing is that when we offer to God what little we have, just like that little boy offering his lunchbox to Jesus, when we offer to God what little we have, whether it's our gifts and our skills and our talents, whether it's our time or whether it's our energy or whether it is what's in our pockets, our money, whether it's our stuff, when we offer to God what little we have, it's like Jesus takes those things and just like the loaves and the fish, he breaks them and he uses them to bless others, to bless the world, and to show people just how much he loves them. And we become part of God's big story to share the love and the good news of Jesus Christ with our world. You know, I think when it comes to God working in our lives, some of us sit back and we think, what's God doing in my life? I don't see God doing anything in my life. And we get a bit frustrated. But have you ever stopped and wondered what God might want to do through your life? It's a different way of looking at life. And if you ever stop long enough to say, what might God be wanting to do through my life with even the little that I have, things change. Now, I wonder, is God calling you this morning, whether you're big or whether you're small, to give your gifts or to give your abilities or to give your time or to give your energy or to give even your money in a more intentional way in order to help be part of God's big kingdom story, to share the good news of Jesus Christ, to bless our community, and to bless our world? Maybe, boys and girls, maybe God is calling you to simply be there for your friends. When you come to GB, or to BB, or GB if you're one of the girls, you come along, you look out for the others, and you say, you know, if there's others who need help, if there's others maybe who are feeling a little sad that day, maybe you come alongside them and you help them. You encourage them. You be their friend. You can do that in school. You can do that at home. When we look out and we see Jesus, and we look to see what Jesus is doing around us, when we listen for what God is saying, and we look to what Jesus is doing, and we join in with him, the thing is, even the little that we have, when we give it to God and allow him to use it, God shows up. He does great and amazing things. He multiplies your efforts just like he multiplied those fish and those loaves of bread so that everyone gets fed, everyone gets blessed, and everyone wins.